the government, and they're expected to decide whether or not to support the EU-Mercosur trade deal, which is set to be ratified at the European Council level tomorrow. If approved, the agreement would create the world's biggest free trade zone and increase EU exports to Mercosur countries, Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay and Uruguay by up to 39% at a value of €49 billion to the European economy. This would expand the EU trading partners at a time of obviously understandable volatility in world trade in the face of increased tariffs from the United States. However, the EU decision on the deal was delayed in December in the face of opposition from France, Italy, Poland and Ireland. Opponents cite the potential of to massively distort key agricultural markets if EU farmers had to compete with lower cost South American beef. And that's what has several independent ministers and TDs within the coalition wanting the government to continue to oppose the agreement. They believe the deal is a red line issue. And it reports from this morning, as I've said, would suggest that that seems to be the direction the government are going in, that they may oppose the deal. With me on the line to talk with this is Independent Deputy Danny Healy-Ray. Danny, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. Now, I know there's a big protest planned for Saturday, but what's your view on where things are going now? Do you believe that the government that you support will vote no tomorrow at council level?
Good morning, Jory, and good morning to the people of Kerry. Look, you said it all there when you started off saying that the government are going to decide today whether they're going to support Mercosur or go against it. And I mean, this is very late in the day. They promised us early last year that they were against Mercosur, full stop. They promised the people of Ireland that they were against Mercosur. And now we hear the Taoiseach yesterday morning and again today the government that they're going to decide today. Well, it is too late now because they made no attempt in the world as far as I can see. And I would much appreciate better if the Taoiseach and the government will say stayed at home rather than travelling all over the world and see after this and contact the other like-minded countries, because they haven't done that. And it's clear they haven't done that. And it's clear the Taoiseach haven't done that. And both myself and Michael tried him very hard and to ensure that he'd honour the commitment that he gave us early last year. Because this is of paramount importance on two fronts. The farming organisation have undergone every rule and regulation to produce beef and to do it the correct way. And these fellas can do what they like, cut down forests in Brazil and Argentina and produce beef and send it in here with no traceability. There's no tagging any cow. We don't know what hormones or anything is being fed to them. And that's the other thing to see. There's no... What effect will it have on the health of the consumers here, you see? And like, if everything else was forgotten about, you have to think of the health of the people, because in my job, I see so many people dying and families stricken with cancer and different things. Are we going to expose our people to more of that unnecessarily? Because they were promised, the people were promised loud and clear that the government would go against Mercosur. They haven't done so. And unless by
They may yet, Danny, they may yet today, but the question is, I suppose, with the other countries that now seem, in December they weren't happy, now they are happy with guarantees they've gotten on what you're talking about, that they will support the deal. So whether Ireland goes yes or no, or whether the government say we're supporting it or we're against it, it might not make a difference. This deal, as big as it is, and it's the biggest free trade deal in the world, it took 25 years to put together, it looks like it's going ahead tomorrow, despite what the government might do.
I'm very sorry about that. And to see, to be only a token voting against it now, because they should have been making more stringent efforts all along over the last few months. And there was a lot of, satisfaction that we got the nitrates derogation, and the Taoiseach has been trying to muddy the waters a bit by saying that all the three things are together, have to be taken together, the nitrates and the Mercosur and the cap. But that's not true. And it's disingenuous of the Taoiseach to be trying to sell that story to us. And it's very clear that he hasn't made a proper effort over the last number of months, and that the government hasn't made a proper effort. And they're leaving down the people, and I will be going.
Well, Danny, I can tell you it's a fast moving story, obviously, but it looks now, and it's been confirmed this morning, that Ireland won't be voting for the deal. The Taoiseach has said huge progress has been made in relation to the deal and safeguards, but says he doesn't have confidence Irish farmers won't be under pressure if the deal goes through. So the Irish government are going to vote no, but you're saying it's too little too late.
It's too little, too late, Jerry. They promised us that they talked to like-minded countries, and it's very clear to me that they didn't. And they left the people down. And
is it clear, though, Danny? Is it clear? They probably have, but those countries, they make their own mind up, ultimately. They're not going to do what Ireland says alone. They're going to decide for their own interest. And they have other interests. There's a farming lobby. There's also a car makers lobby. There's also major companies that want to get their products into on the other side of this deal that maybe force their hand. Countries like France, Italy, Germany and the likes.
Look, as far as I can see anyway, they haven't made a proper effort. And it's very unfair on the people of Ireland to do that to them in this way and to leave them down like that. I'm very hot about it, and I think it's terrible. And to be not decided yesterday morning or today, what you say now that they are going to go against it, but I say it's too little, too late, and to so much. Importance to the people of Ireland and to the farmers and the consumers, both of them equally. And it's terrible that they've been left down like that and that we've been so unsure and made unsure again yesterday morning. That's no way to treat the people. And I will be going to the protest, of course. I stand with the farmers as part of my constituency. Of course, I'll be going with all the Kerry farmers up to Athlone, and it's very important that we show strength there and show what the farmers think of Mercosur, because they have been highlighting this. All the farming organisations have been against this since the very start, and you're saying there, the Taoiseach is saying that there's changes. What are the changes? I mean. He hasn't spelled out what the changes are. We don't know what changes are. That's only cause wallop.
What he's saying, the suggestion, and I'm only paraphrasing here, Danny, because we're waiting. This has just come out that he's saying they're going to vote no. But what I'm assuming is from it is what you're talking about. Standards, that Brazilian beef or Argentinian beef, if it comes in here and it wants to be sold in the European market, it will have to be antibiotic free and will have to be tested and it will have to comply with European standards for food. That's, I imagine, the protections that were sought.
Would you see, there's no trace, from the start off, they're in the tag in a co-author. There's no traceability. So how can you say...
So you're saying how can it be tested properly is your question.
How can you test something that there's no way of going back to where it came from? That's all cutting is and trying to send the fool father. This is terrible, and to the hopeless attempt by the Taoiseach of securing, are going against the Mercosur deal from the very start. I think he had enough done when we secured the nitrates, but that's not enough. Because to the smaller farmer, no one be hot with this. The smaller fellows with a few suckler cows that were finding it hard enough to survive as it was. And I know what it is to get up in the middle of the night and pull a calf and do your best to save him, and maybe that he won't arrive alive. And you're not out of that cow for the year. I know too well about that, as well as all the farmers around the place know it. And there's so many other difficulties. And when you beat everything, Jerry, the next thing, the sky can open, you know, and the weather will beat you upside down and finish you.
Yeah, it can be very difficult, that's indeed. Danny, you're sounding very frustrated by all of this, by the way it's gone. Will you review your support for government as a result of your frustration?
Look, we'll have to see, Jerry. We'll have to look at everything on Friday or Saturday or whenever the news comes out. And certainly this is a desperate hot to me, because I made sure that was put in there. I know that Michael made sure that for his part as well, that Mercosur wouldn't be entertained, and that the government, we got a promise that they were going to go full head on against it. That is not what they are doing. When you hear the T-shirt from out yesterday morning, you don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, we're out of time. Thanks very much for talking to us about that this morning and giving us your view. A very frustrated Danny Healy-Ray there on the line. If you view what he said, get in touch with us. We'll have updates for you on this. And I think we're going to be speaking now with this news that has come true that the government have signalled their indication to vote no. We will be hearing from Minister Michael Healy-Ray on it as well. Right now, though, we're going to continue talking about the breaking news in relation to Mercosur. As you heard in the 10 o'clock news there, Micheál Martin has confirmed that Ireland will vote against the Mercosur trade deal. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have confirmed in the last number of minutes. A vote on the contentious trade deal between the European Union and a group of South American countries is expected tomorrow at EU Council level. Taoiseach Micheál Martin confirmed while on an official visit to China that Ireland will vote no. And the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has also said in a statement, the government's position still stands. The government's position on Mercosur has always been clear. We did not support the deal in the form in which it was presented. He said that he, the Taoiseach, and the Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McAtee, have been engaging closely with like-minded countries that share our concerns and have been working constructively to secure additional safeguards that would address the very real concerns of our citizens in relation to that. So there you go. If you have a view on it, get in touch with the programme. With me on the line with his view is Minister for State, Department of Agriculture and Kerry TD, Michael Healy-Ray. Minister Healy-Ray, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning. And look, can you update us any more on the talks that you've been having at government level and what we've learned in the last few minutes, that it will be a no vote from Ireland?
Well, I can, Jerry, and first of all, good morning to you, your listeners, but in particular, any person that has any interest in farming, that is involved in farming, that's involved in food production, beef production, milking cows, anything like that, this morning is a very important morning for everybody like that. An awful lot of work has been going on, not just in the last number of days, but in the last number of weeks. But like everything, it has intensified an awful lot because, as you know yourself, Italy, France, Poland, Austria, there's an awful lot of people have been doing an awful lot of talking, negotiating. Minister Hayden was yesterday full on, as he has been every month with other EU agricultural ministers, debating this whole issue of Mercosur and how we were going to manage. Now, there has been no change in that. The programme for government clearly outlined, and myself and Denny Healy-Ray and all of the Healy-Rays, when we were negotiating this, one of the main things for us that Ireland was going to oppose the Mercosur deal. We were going to work with like-minded countries. Yes, I know the Taoiseach said what he said yesterday morning on Morning Ireland. There's no denying of that. He said the government may vote for it. That, of course, made us go into overdrive because, remember, this government has four parts. You have Fianna Fáil, you have Fine Gael, you have the regional independents, and you have the Healy-Rays. And for anybody to go saying a decision could be made where we'd be voting one way or another, the only way that could happen is with consensus from all of the people supporting government. And I'm glad that the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach and people like Martin Hayden, who I want to give particular credit to, because I know an awful lot of unseen, unheard work that he has been doing, and I want to give particular credit to him. And yes, of course, this is the difference between having the likes of Healy-Rays and other independent supporting government rather than the Greens. You would look nice trying to get a result like this if you had the Green Party there, because we saw what we were getting from green-minded people when it came to the nitrates derogation, because they didn't want us to get a derogation. So to the farmers that will be travelling tomorrow, that are thinking of travelling to Athlone, what you wanted to do was to protest to make government vote no. Well, to be very clear, the government are going to be voting no, and what we're going to be doing is keeping what we promised to do in the programme for government. And I'm very glad, and like I was going to the protest anyway, quite simply, because I represent farmers, I'm a minister in the Department of Agriculture, I wanted to show that I was supporting what we had said all along, and that was we were totally opposed to this deal, because this deal is a bad deal for Irish farmers. The most we can do as a country is vote against it. And I'm very glad that in our own small way, maybe, that pressure that was put on. Let's put it this way. I certainly didn't get too much sleep or rest late last night or early this morning because an awful lot of phone calls. I want to compliment Sean Kenny, who did Zoom calls with all of us yesterday. The likes of Denny Healy, Ray, myself, Michael Lowry, all of these other independents, Boxer Moran, Marion Harkin, by the way, who's visiting the county today, and she's very welcome. I'll be meeting her later on. And we used our influence, and I want to thank also Simon Harris. And this was a collective government decision to vote no and to say that on Friday we will be voting no. So farmers can know that, first of all, we have three big battles in agriculture, Jerry. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to say this. The three big issues we had was the nitrates derogation. We're after securing that. And I'm thankful again to Martin Hayden because he played a big role in that. We had Mercosur. We had promised we were going to vote no. We are going voting no. And the next thing then now is the CAP negotiations. And we will have to use every bit of our, what I would call, negotiating skills to try and ensure that we get a better deal than what is initially being proposed, because what is being proposed, a 20% cut, is not good enough for Irish farmers. And we'll have to work through the presidency and try and ensure that we do everything possible to get the best we can out of Europe. But so far, we've had two out of three of our battles that we're... No, the only thing about it is we're voting the way the farmers of Ireland want us to vote and the way we want us to vote ourselves. Now, will the deal go ahead without us? If you do the sums, it obviously, if we look at what the Italians are doing...
It won't make a blind bit of a difference. To the criticism of Danny Healy Ray in this programme, saying that not enough was done by the Taoiseach of Tánaiste that early enough, that this is all too little too late.
But you see, you're saying that this doesn't make a blind bit of difference. Of course it makes a difference. But the most we can do is, it's no more than when you go to vote yourself, Jerry. The most you can do is vote whatever way you want to vote. We are doing what we want to do. The Italians, the French, I know that, for instance, yesterday the Taoiseach was putting a call through to Macron in France because, in keeping again, he was doing his part in working with like-minded countries and trying to persuade to see could we keep a voting bloc. If we don't have a voting bloc on Friday, that's not our fault. The most we can do is do what we can do as a nation for ourselves and for our farmers. If other countries like Italy are wavering, I presume that France and Austria will hold, Poland. Look, they're only all working like we were, even though an awful lot of preparatory work went on. It isn't until the thing has been crystallised and until a vote is actually impending that the final pulling together is done. And we've done everything to mind our house, to mind our farmers, to do our best for the beef trade and to protect Irish beef, because of the fact that what would be coming in here, it's already been proved through traceability that the South American beef is not of proper standard like what we have to do here. So if we don't have a voting bloc on Friday, that's not the Irish government's fault, because we can't control these other countries, but you know we can't.
But more should have been done, was the call from your brother, who's also supports the government. Ireland to get those countries in line.
But Jerry, we can't be responsible for what France will do, or Italy will do, or Poland will do, or Austria. And, like, have negotiations been going on? Of course they have. I'll inform you, for example. Today is Thursday. Yesterday, Martin Hayden was doing what he has been doing every month for the last 12 months. And that's meeting the other European agricultural ministers. And, like, he was debating with them yesterday the fact that we should have a voting bloc. And he did that last month and the month before, and continuously on the phone through his contacts, which are excellent. I work every day with Martin Hayden. My room is right next door to his room. I see the way he works. I see what time he's there in the morning, what time he leaves there at night. So, like, you know, there's no getting away from the work that has been put in. And I know that an awful lot of work has been put in. And again, I'm not trying to shy away from the fact that the Taoiseach said certain things yesterday morning. I'm not trying to hide that. And like, I would go so far as saying that was unhelpful. But I'm glad that now he sees that when a government makes a decision, it has to be an all part of government, and this government is made up of four parts, and I'm glad that those four parts, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the regional independents and the Healy Rays, they've succeeded in ensuring that we're keeping top what we said we'd do, and that is voting no. The most we can do is exercise our vote. If we don't have a voting block, that's not our fault. And to say it's not enough work...
Let me put this point to you, because it will be put to you by your political opponents that this is all just grandstanding. You're going to Athlone on Saturday. The deal may well be done by then. It'll be too late to turn it around. It's 25 years in the offing that this is all just grandstanding to try and shore up your base in the face of an unpopular deal with farmers. What's your response to that?
Jerry, that's nonsense. I gave 45 minutes yesterday on the phone to the president of the IFA, to Francie O'Gorman, and I've been working alongside people like Jason Fleming of the IFA and Kerry, the ICMSA, the ICSA, the IENHFA. I've been working with all those organisations for the last 12 months. And they know the effort that I have been putting in personally on this issue. And they know that the Department of Agriculture has been working. And I mean, to go saying that we're grandstanding, I mean, what would you prefer, Jerry? Would you prefer if we said we were voting yes?
No, it's nothing to do with me. It's the political accusations that are going to be levelled at you. I'm asking for your response to those accusations.
The accusation, the answer that I'll give, Jerry, I was given a job a year ago when the election was. I was given the job of representing the people. I was fortunate enough to get into the Department of Agriculture, which I believe is very important for County Kerry, and people that deal with me every day, whether it's on general agricultural matters or forestry or any of the other issues. They know that I'm working as hard as I can and that the Healy Rays are delivering in government. You've seen that with the money that we brought for roads and everything like that. And this proves one thing, Jerry, that you're a lot better having Healy Rays inside in government where we can influence decisions. You know the work that I've been doing since yesterday morning, in particularly since the Taoiseach made his statements. It was widely reported on all radio stations this morning that we were putting on a little bit of pressure, which has to be done now and then in all working together. And I'm glad that we've come out the other side of this and that an all government decision has been made out of all the people supporting the government, and that we're doing what I would consider the right thing. But to go saying that it's this, that or the other thing, I mean, that's nonsense. This has been the culmination of an awful lot of work, an awful lot of time, an awful lot of effort by an awful lot of people. And
the protest, final the point on it, tomorrow, Minister Healy Ray.
Final, to have a protest
final point on it.
Yes.
To support the farmers. Okay, final point on this. You mentioned about the amount of work that's been done. This deal is 25 years in the making. The largest free trade agreement in the world. It's about a whole hell of a lot more than just farming. There are industry, there's investment,
yes,
there's trade relationships. We're a small country in the western edge of Europe. We pulled in with 107 billion euro in tax last year. A lot of that coming from foreign direct investment, which was only made possible by globalisation, effectively.
Yes.
Is what the farming lobby is saying here is that we want to reverse all that, that we just don't like this aspect of it, so we're going to throw out everything. Is that what we're really saying to the European Union?
Not.
And say, we're going to go in and say, we're not happy, even though we've benefited massively as a small country by being part of a larger bloc.
That's a very good question. I've looked at this trade deal because at the end of the day, as you know, it's more about, Helen McEntee's side of the house, actually, than agriculture, because it's trade. And if you look at other aspects of this, there are people involved in Irish business that this trade deal would actually be good for them. But there is no getting away from the fact that it would be detrimental for beef. And that is why in the programme for government, we said we would be totally opposed to it. Now, if you were asking...
Will it be detrimental for beef, though? In the long run, will it be detrimental for beef? The same concerns were expressed when Britain left the EU. Foreign imports, South American beef, will flood the British market and will push out the Irish beef, our biggest export market for it. That really hasn't happened since Brexit. So is it guaranteed that will happen?
First of all, nobody can argue that the beef that is coming from those Mercosur countries is not of the standard of our beef. And flooding us with tens of thousands of tons of that type of beef, we've already seen our traceability here has shown up that what I would call inferior meat has come into our food chain here. We don't want that sort of thing to happen. But you're asking a good question if you gave me a chance to get my point to answer you, right? What you're sort of insinuating in a roundabout way is, will this affect our we'll say, our tech companies and all of this sort of investment that we have here in Ireland? It will not, Jerry. Because, I mean, there was talks that when Trump would become president, would he take all of the jobs out of Ireland and back to America? That hasn't happened or won't happen. Even if he wanted, he wouldn't have time to do it now. So sometimes we can overreact. So by us voting against this, in other words, the fear you're sort of putting there, will it affect us in other ways with our international trade? I absolutely would not say so, Jerry. No way in the world. Because we produce good products here in Ireland outside of our farming, which of course is of paramount importance. We're a predominantly agricultural-based economy. But at the same time, we've so many other good people. We've expertise here. We've great companies here. They've great staff. We're spending an awful lot of exports around the world and throughout Europe. Will this trade deal and the fact that we're voting against it, will that affect us in any way negatively in those businesses? Absolutely not. But what we have to do is stand up for the farmers, stand up for the beef trade. Beef at the moment is, and I wouldn't go saying it's good, but farmers are being paid what I would call decent enough type of money at the moment, but they should have been getting that for the last 20 years, which they weren't, because people were only barely making a margin to survive. But
okay,
now,
and you don't want that to change. And this deal you feel will change it.
But okay. Is today a good day for Irish farmers? It is, and it proves a point. Having independence in government at a time like this is very important.
Okay, that's Minister Michael Healy-Ray with his view on the way things are going here, with the Irish government set to vote no to the Mercosur trade deal.